Dictation for Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Mills, M-I-L-L-S, February 962, addresses a letter to Cora, T-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V as in Victor, L-I-K, and P-875-5111. Dear Cora, consultation, Mrs. Mills, chronic kidney disease. We haven't seen her in more than 3 years. Last visit was November 2020. Progressive renal failure, underlying type 1 diabetes since age 8. There has been problems of diabetes ketoacidosis. With recent admission and discharge in May. Present weight, appetite is stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is numbness, bottom of her feet, worse at night, no ulcers, uses topical Voltaire in jail, no severe claudication, no discolor of the toes or ulcers, denies changes in urination, no cloudiness or blood, no chest pain palpitation or syncope, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no skin, question of a rash that has resolved, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, her past medical history for insulin-dependent diabetes. Since age 8, has diabetic retinopathy, neuropathy, but no ulcers, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, prior diagnosis of iron deficiency anemia. Surgeries including benign left-sided breast biopsy, C-section, appendix, right-sided carpal tunnel, right-sided trigger finger. Next paragraph, reported side effects to lisinopril. Next paragraph, medications include thyroid, insulin pump, Lipitor, escitalopram, enalapril, fenofibrate, vitamin D, Plavix, vitamins for her eyes, melatonin. Next paragraph, she denies smoking, alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 139, 65 inches tall, blood pressure 102.50 on the left, 108.50 on the right, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, head, neck, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major issues, no ascites, masses, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, July, emergency room visit, mild degree of anemia, presently 11.2, normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine was 1.8, few months back 1.35, normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin, calcium, minor increase AST, other liver function tests were normal, normal magnesium, lipase, presently normal lactic acid, at the time of ketoacidosis back in May was elevated, troponin was normal, elevated ketone bodies, urine shows trace of protein, no blood, trace bacteria, 5 to 10 white blood cells, repeat chemistries today, creatinine down to 1.43, and this appears to be baseline, representing a GFR around 45 to 50. A prior CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast a year ago. Kidneys normal size without obstruction. There was no stones and no urinary retention. A prior echo is from February 2024. Normal ejection fraction. Minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure associated to diabetes ketoacidosis with lactic acidosis, ketoacidosis, returning to baseline, which is a stage CKD3, no activity in the urine, no inflammatory changes, vasculitis, glomerulonephritis, no obstruction or urinary retention. Today, blood pressure in the low side, but not symptomatic. Tolerating ACE inhibitors and enalapril. Prior reported side effects with lisinopril. Continue aggressive diabetes cholesterol management. We will follow chemistries over time. Present electrolyte acid base is normal. There is no major proteinuria. Recent albumin creatinine ratio in June was less than 30. Free T4 has been elevated. Continue management of other conditions. Come back in 6 months.